It is the Riots Podcast. Woo!
It's Wednesday. Who else is excited?
I'm ready for the weekend. I haven't talked about it on the air a whole lot. I've got family in. They're going to be here.
It's killing them.
They're going to be in this weekend.
Yeah.
So, like, I figure I'm due for some really solid free time in about 2 weeks.
Are they here just for this coming weekend or the weekend after as
they
well?
They left. They're out doing some stuff. They're from Oregon, so they're doing some of the local whatever.
Yeah.
And then they'll be back in a couple days, and then they're going to be here for the whole weekend, and then they'll leave on Tuesday.
Okay.
And so then I wouldn't look to see me on Wednesday, probably.
He's not going to be able to come in.
No.
We'll see. But if you've ever had family or even friends come over and stay at your place for a while, I know it's fun, like, for the first day, but then you're hosting. And so it could be a lot more, like, you just can't go home and be yourself, you know?
I think family's worse. With friends, I feel like you can be yourself.
Depends on how close you are with the friends.
If you've got a good friend, they don't care if you ignore them. They're just like, do whatever you want. I don't care. With family, they're like, why aren't you paying attention to me right now?
I'm here. Hello.
Why aren't you paying attention to me? I think the best discussion that we have in the podcast today revolves around an air fryer.
Who was it? Was it Adam?
Adam? Yeah. He sounded off and said that he needs the Riot to review an air fryer so that he knows whether he should get one.
So here are our pros and cons on if we will or will not review an air fryer.
Yeah, that's there. There's a lot of health stuff in the show today. Beet juice, snakes, National Popcorn Day, LeBron shoes. Vinyl and CNBC.
So all it's, there.
Boy.
It's packed.
You run down that list and it's like, man, where's the stop button? I can't wait for this to end.
Well, hopefully you enjoy this daily podcast today and have a great Wednesday. So don't forget to Radio U Riot on Facebook or text us 877 Radio U. Or you can always email riot@radiou.com as well if there's something you enjoyed from today's episode.
Please, we would love to hear from you. It is the Riot.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like, worse than that. It's the worst of the Riot.
Nikki, something I think you and I need to have a serious talk about is what role could beet juice play in our lives?
Beet juice?
Yeah.
Is that going back to the new year, new you thing?
Well, maybe.
I don't think normally beet juice would take any part in our lives.
Well, I know, but like, have you heard about the, you know, miracle powers of beet juice?
Talking about the of belly fat from the previous conversation.
Well, it could be.
And the Amazon gift card.
I've listened to a lot of people, believe it or not, in the last couple weeks talk about beet juice.
Yes.
And then Eric told me he went to a restaurant with you yesterday in which they had a beet juice like mixture.
Yeah, but
because they don't
it was
have
like,
soda. Like, this is the kind of place, no soda, but yeah, we got this beet cranberry juice.
I actually brought that up to him because they have like a lot of different lemonades and all that stuff. Uh-huh. And I think, to me, lemonade is not too far off.
That is exactly what
soda.
I said to Eric.
That's exactly what I said. But that's a hot topic and a conversation I won't dive down too much in.
Well, Nikki, you know, like your soda's made with corn sugar,
this
but
is
lemonade's made with like sugar.
Sugar's totally different.
Honey. So. But look, we could be having beet juice. Here's what it does. It'll help lower your blood pressure, because I know you're very concerned.
Yes.
It's detoxifying. You know what that means.
Your body's rejecting it, so everything comes out.
Just be, you know, releasing toxins.
The power of the beet juice? Is that it?
You'll know when the toxins are coming out.
You'll understand.
You'll know what they mean.
You'll know that the beet juice has worked.
It'll protect you from premature aging.
Okay. It's supposed to be great, but it's also really hard to drink.
Is it?
It is.
It's got to be, right?
Now, beet juice / lemonade is probably not.
You don't think it's the same thing, though? Will I get the same benefits?
Yeah, but I've had like pressed beet juice and stuff, and that's very hard to pretend it's okay.
With what
you're doing.
Can you gulp it?
No, and your body shuts down. Your mind shuts down.
Okay.
Your mind's like, what are you doing?
Because the question I have is like, you realize already that I drink an apple cider vinegar.
It's worse than that.
Tonic.
The toddy.
Tonic thing, like where I mix, and I put a straw in.
Yes.
And then you put the straw towards as close to the back of your throat as you can. Like, back of your mouth, so it goes right down your throat.
Yeah.
But Sometimes you still choke on it, even though you're doing
you get
that.
Shivers. No, beet juice is where you just tell yourself, and you might pretend it's okay, but you know it's just not very good.
Yeah.
But it's so good for you that you just make it work.
I don't even know what a beet tastes like.
I don't know either. Your mind shuts down when you have it. You're like, what's this? It's bleeding!
And how much beet juice do you get out of a beet? Do I have to get a juicer? A fruit juicer?
So even the machine was shut down. It's
no,
a special machine.
I can't. All right.
Well, keep reading on it, but I don't like to have beet juice, so.
You know what? I'm surprised that I have found
normally
something
I'm pretty cool
that
with most
even
things.
You're like, oh, no.
No,
I can't do that. All right, here's Dynamic Health Organic Certified Juice Beetroot, 32 fluid ounces. How much of the stuff are you supposed to drink?
I think you're supposed to have a bottle.
A whole bottle a day.
A bottle a day.
32-ounce bottle a day.
Yeah, in order for the detoxifying powers to be harnessed in your body.
Here's some beet juice powder.
Sure.
What do you think about that? You could just add water.
Yeah, you can add to your soda.
Do you think, let me ask you this, do you think we could just, I mean, don't tell anybody I said this, but could we just snort the beet juice powder and that way, you know, you don't have to taste it?
Well, I think you would really then taste it more.
Oh, you're probably
through
right.
Through your nose, yeah.
All right, here's some VA.
It's not like when you used to snort like Pixie Sticks or candy when you were younger.
Yeah.
Because that's all that went.
Well, let me just tell you right now, this beet juice powder, yeah, it's not cheap. In fact, there's nothing cheap about this beet juice.
No, it's something.
We save the worst of the ride for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
There's a man in Oregon that stole a snake. So what? Nobody really cares. You steal a snake?
How
you're an
can
idiot.
One steal a snake?
In Portland, you steal a snake by going into A to Z Pets. And when no one's looking, you take that snake and you shove it down your pants. And then you
walk out the store?
Walk out the door. Yeah. Now, here's my thing. I feel like this man has already been punished. That's it. Like, the punishment was that he had a snake in his pants. Because I can tell you right now, like, if somebody was just like, we're going to kill
here,
Obadiah by giving him a heart attack.
So, how would they do it?
And we're going to put the snake in his pants. That would be it for me. I would just be like, well.
I still think your body would just, out of shock, it would just kind of freeze in time.
Shut down.
Until someone would save you. So I don't think you'd actually die.
I think you're wrong.
Emotionally, there'd be two OBs now.
That's exactly right.
There'd be more personalities
there would be my
than
other,
ever before.
There'd be my other personality
yeah.
that came out to deal with the situation. Ooh, maybe that's
He'd
what
like
it would be.
Like a snake handler.
Like me, I'm all freaking out, but that would happen all of a sudden. I would just become cool and collected and be like, I'm going to kill you first.
Yes, and you'd handle the situation because you're a strong individual who will not let the snake destroy you.
Oh, I love that idea. And then when it's all over, I'm
you're
like,
back to Obi.
Just like, man, guys.
What happened?
What's been going? How did I get here?
Yes, that would be 100% what happened.
Why are all these people dead around here? I don't understand. What's going on?
I think you need to give yourself more credit. You'd handle it.
My international spy persona begins to emerge. He's a master of martial arts, among other things.
Everything you've learned from every movie trailer in every movie will come out.
Will all
force.
Come out. So, yeah, guy steals it. It took the store, like, I don't know, a while to figure out that they were even missing the snake. And then the owner got serious.
So he went back to look at security footage?
She spent 8 hours going through security footage and found the guy. She said that she spotted him at the store opening because there was a guy who was walking very funny as he was leaving the store.
Because he had a snake in his pants.
And so from there, she started going back through the rest of the footage and she found the
culprit.
Located
him.
Yeah. So the snake itself, the theft was on Friday. The snake was returned the following Tuesday because they spotted the person on the news, the guy who bought the snake, and he's like, oh, I bought this snake from that guy. And so he took it down to the pet store and said, hey, you know, I bought this snake.
And they tracked him down.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that's really crazy is the owner is like, yeah, we know who that is. Like, he comes in here all the time. So she gave the name of the guy and his girlfriend, who's also seen on the footage, taking car keys or something. So she was driving. But the police haven't arrested him yet.
Yeah. So, they probably don't want to go near them.
Is that one of those things where it's just like, well,
it is a snake.
It's too much work?
I don't know. It depends on if they're busy.
They don't want to go to the reptile guy's house. Like, probably not. This guy stole a snake. He's crazy.
They'll wait for him to come to them. Oh, just give them time.
It's going to be a trap?
Sure. Like,
there's a very rare white ball python snake thingy down at whatever, and you just wait for him to come.
Or he'll get like a notice in the mail that he won a snake or something, and he needs to go collect it, and it's a trap.
I'm here for the free snake.
It's like, you know, they would use the free boat or the free car trap.
Can you sign here and confirm that you are, in fact, you know, this person? Okay.
Wait, quickly, let me look at the security foot. Yep, that's you.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
So tomorrow is National Popcorn Day.
Yes, we can get behind that.
And so I've been trying to get some details here, like, okay, who's celebrating? What's going on? Where did National Popcorn Day start? Well, here's the thing. Nobody knows where National Popcorn Day started. It just did. Though everybody knows it's always January 19th.
Sure.
I've got that for sure. And I was trying to find out, like, okay, is anybody doing anything free for National Popcorn Day?
Maybe a popcorn store?
There is one.
There's one down
here.
The road, yeah. Maybe they do something.
Well, I'll tell you what, they really need to ramp up on their advertising, because that is their day.
This
and I've
the
seen
day they
nothing.
Really, they can do something.
At the least, get one of those, you know, sandwich boards that sit out on the streets and tell people National Popcorn Day is coming.
I've never heard of National Popcorn Day.
Well, I've never heard of it either. But I can tell you that at Regal Cinemas, you can get 50% off popcorn, which means it'll only be $20 for a thimble instead of the normal 40.
For popcorn is crazy. When you look, like, have you ever noticed, like, the combo prices? When you look at them, you're just shocked. You're like, what is going on? What am I getting?
The last time I went to the movies, which was like 2 weeks ago, there were no combo prices.
They just took them off?
No. They have combos.
Yeah.
No price.
Oh.
So that's my favorite. It's just like,
how much is this thing?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it. So forget about your combo prices.
I told Obi how the last movie I went to a couple weeks ago, this older lady, I was sitting at the table waiting for someone so we could leave, kind of like in the lobby area. Uh-huh. And she'd gotten the refillable popcorn bucket. Mm-hmm. So she opens up her like mom purse and pulls out all these large Ziploc baggies and fills them up for everybody in their party of like other older people, and then goes back to the counter, gets it automatically refilled, comes back, fills up more, and then she just talked about how it's built into the price and really the theater. I mean, it's them.
I'll tell you this, that most of the time when people say things like it's built into the price, they're using it to cover some morally reprehensible activity.
Because all the other people in the group were so embarrassed about what she was doing.
However, in this one circumstance, I want you to know it really is built into the price.
I mean, she had what would have been maybe 10 or 12 other popcorn bags going on.
I don't care.
It was a lot.
I'm just telling you right now that when the movie theater charges you $15 for a bucket of popcorn, you cannot craft a story for me that does not convince me
of price gouging.
That is not price gouging.
Because popcorn is very inexpensive, and they're not doing anything to make it expensive.
It's not free-range, homegrown.
It's not.
Free trade, green-enabled. No, nothing. It's just popcorn.
In fact, it's probably one of the worst types of popcorn
Absolutely.
You can ever have.
It's grown by people that are oppressed and wherever, because they got to cut their margins.
But I love it.
It is.
It's delicious.
You know what? I don't.
It's just wonderful, isn't it?
I actually, like, at the
don't,
movie.
Don't even say it.
Do you see how you've automatically jumped to?
Because I saw your face. And
did you see how you
were going to say, but I don't even like it.
I don't. Like, when I go to the theater, I actually prefer some pretzel bites to some popcorn.
That's not a bad choice. It's just another choice.
Because, you know, pretzel bites are way less expensive.
Oh, sure. With the
theater.
Cheese.
Yeah, you get the cheese.
That is the melted
down gold.
The cheese
is extra. Oh, and you wanted a container for them?
You're going to have to pay for that, too. That's extra.
Well, this has turned in from it's National Popcorn Day tomorrow to we hate movie theater pricing for concessions.
Nikki, maybe what we could do tomorrow is we could celebrate National Popcorn Day on our own. We've talked about a lot of accessories that we've wanted added in here, but what if we got ourselves a popcorn cart?
I have a popcorn maker.
Do you?
You put the kernels in.
An air popper?
Yeah, and then we also have a microwave, so we could do that, too.
Well, I know, but I'm concerned about getting popcorn lungs, so maybe we'll stick with the air popper.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be nice to honor our...
Just have some popcorn.
National holiday tomorrow for National Popcorn Day.
Hey, listen, it is a national holiday, and you got to get ready. I'm making a bunch of popcorn, so I'll have it for the inauguration on Friday.
You can be all ready to go.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
Okay, I want to say thanks again to Jason and Michelle. They were the winners in the Radio U Grand Prize Experience.
Yes.
And they brought by for us some red velvet candy cakes from the fine people at Tasty Cakes.
So I feel like, are Tasty Cakes still like a East Coast thing?
Yes.
Okay. Because I just don't see them
often.
I
don't think you can. Well, you know what? I'll tell you where they have Tasty Cakes. You know that gas station right down here, the new one?
Yeah.
They have Tasty Cakes in there.
It's random depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
But if you go like real East Coast, then they're there.
They need to get digital distribution, like on iTunes or something. Okay, it smells like...
It looks like a little bit bigger than like a chocolate-covered Oreo, but it's white chocolate with red velvet inside.
Mm-hmm. And it smells like the outside of those Twinkies that we got. The white peppermint fudge Twinkies or whatever.
It's probably all coming from the same white chocolate factory.
Hope they didn't get a recall on that.
Yeah, because the other one's had a recall. Are red velvet covered Tasty Cakes. With it?
I think it's good.
Mm.
You know what it needs? It's not in here.
You know, it's pretty good. I guess we normally have things that
it needs some...
It's not stuffed with something.
That's it right there.
It's missing a filling or something.
White confectionery coated red velvet cakes with cream. It says there is cream filling. And if you look really closely, you can kind of see some cream at the top. Look really close.
If they want us to see that there's cream filling in there, then that's fine. But I don't think there is.
It's there.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's not bad.
I think it's good. I like it. I do.
I love red velvet. And I don't think I can say that like to where you really believe it 100%. I really love red velvet.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I shouldn't keep eating it, but I really want to.
Well, between that and the peppermint thing you've also been eating, the peppermint pretzels, you're right on track.
We gotta get that stuff out of the studio. Like, it's too good for me.
Well, thanks for bringing it, Michelle. She dropped it off not too long ago.
Let me put it to you this way. Do you want me to be your Valentine? Something like this, it may not seal the deal, but it is going to propel you forward in the Valentine's game.
I still feel like this Valentine's, a lot of the like treats leading up to it are more red velvet based. So it seems to be a very popular flavor to go with.
Well, and it's the right color.
It's perfect.
I see you in red velvet.
So we've got more riots, food fights. I think we have enough items to take us up to Valentine's.
It's darn close. I mean, it looks like a candy store up at my desk right now.
Well, we found a lot.
And the good news is I feel, you know, bad about opening them before Valentine's Day, so I can safely have those at my desk without...
Yes, we're waiting to unveil at least one each week.
Yeah.
Getting out of your bed is a huge mistake.
You know what? Just stay in there. It's not that great out here. Stay in there as long as you can.
This is The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki... You really need a new pair of shoes. I know you just got a new pair of shoes.
I got two new pairs of shoes at Christmas.
Two?
I do. I was really...
That's downright wasteful.
I know, right? Just crazy.
A pair of shoes for every day and a pair of athletics, and I'll give you a pair of dress, and that's all you get.
But I think I'm pretty good.
All right. Nike is going to be releasing 23 pairs of the new bronze, the LeBron 14 sneakers before they hit stores. But to get a pair, you're going to have to spend over $2,000.
So how much are they going to be normally when they just make their way to stores?
I don't know.
You don't know? So it's just that these are like a pre-release or something, and so that's why they're way more expensive?
They are a pre-release, which $2,000 for these pre-releases, like, I imagine that it ends up going a lot higher than that.
Yes.
They come with other memorabilia from the Cavs championship-winning season, including a box made with wood from the Quicken Loans court. That's pretty sweet. Shoes are being auctioned off on a new website called StockX. The 23 bidders with the highest offers on Friday will win
one of the $2,000 shoes.
Right. Well, remember, the starting bids
always $2,000.
That's just that's the beginning of this journey.
That's mine. Were not my two shoes combined. Were not.
Yeah.
Every shoe I've owned probably combined is still not at that point.
You know what? Honestly, I think I'm in the same boat with you. I think you could take my lifetime shoe
entire
investment
shoe collection,
and it wouldn't come up to $2,000. I have had some Nikes, a couple of pair of Nikes that were up in the $100 range, but these days I'm throwing down $50 for shoes. Sometimes I'll wait for a sale.
Big spender. Woo!
You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're not going to be bidding on these.
So they say King James debuted the shoes during a Christmas rematch against the Golden State Warriors. They are nice looking shoes. Not that you're I mean, this is a status symbol.
You're not even wearing them. You wouldn't use them.
They could be the ugliest looking shoes, and it wouldn't matter. That's not what it's all about. So, 23 pair. And then, as Nikki hinted at, they will release in a wide release later, but, you know, it's not going to come in that wooden box.
Well, you're not getting the special versions of them.
No, you won't. So,
what you need is a shoe deal. That'll bring you money.
I do need a shoe deal.
That would be nice.
And I just need a deal with somebody. Where can I go to get a deal, Nikki? Can you get me a deal?
No.
I need an agent.
You need a sponsorship.
I need an agent. So the question becomes, do you think that I'll get a ton more Twitter followers after the deal, or do I have to get a ton of Twitter followers to get the deal?
You'll get the exact number that you want of Twitter followers right around the time that Twitter does officially die.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
So just about then.
All right. And about that time, I might be able to afford a very beat up, used pair of LeBrons.
Gently used.
No.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
Vinyl's a thing. You know that. I mean, people will be buying vinyl, not to listen to it. They just want to hang it on the wall.
Well, you keep it for your collection.
You want to look at it. And you know what? When you guys collect vinyl, it actually makes me feel great about myself, because I also buy things that I just sit around and never use. So you buying vinyl for the same reason?
That's your vinyl collection is to Obi his Blu-ray collection.
That's right. And my digital locker, which I'm just continue
that's its
to
own other thing.
I want you to know something while we're on Blu-rays, just for a second.
Yeah.
I asked for a Blu-ray for Christmas that I already owned. I found it. I was like, oh crap!
You didn't realize you already had it.
Nope.
Uh-oh. And you got it. So you have two copies.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty cheap. It was $5, but still, when I looked at it, I was like, oh shoot.
That's when you start to know that it's gone too far.
No, it hasn't. Don't talk to me about too far. Don't talk to me about it. Don't judge me. I have to go cry now.
What about vinyls?
Well, vinyl is, they think if sales projections keep going the direction they're going, next year it's going to be a $1 billion industry.
Sure.
That's
because they're more expensive.
Well,
you can get some money for those.
There's definitely something to that. But last year, 25% of all physical music sales were vinyl. 25%. It's crazy. They say that the sales of it has reached a 25-year high. Last year, more people bought vinyl than they have in 25 years. So just in the UK alone, 3.2 million vinyls were sold just in the UK.
I still feel like around us and our bands, vinyl, the resurgence of that was more in the last couple of years compared to maybe 2016.
Well, okay.
Maybe in still most of the world, it's still having its love affair again.
No. Well, what I'm saying is I would agree with you.
Yeah.
If you had asked me if vinyl was as big last year as it was, say, 2 or 3 years ago, I would have said no. But the sales data says otherwise.
Differently.
That in reality, vinyl sales were up 50% last year. So 50% more vinyl sold in 2016 than sold in 2015. So vinyl is a big growth area for the music industry, which, when, again, when you think about it, is crazy. Now, I know that some of you listen to vinyl, but I will tell you right now that my friends who buy new vinyl do not listen to the vinyl.
No, it's more, again, collecting it.
Yeah, they pull the code out for the digital download, and then they hang the vinyl on the wall, or sometimes they'll kind of display it on a shelf.
Kind of slightly leaning so you can still see the art.
Yeah, well,
it's a lot of times more about the band
you
that they're getting the vinyl from.
You gotta see the art.
It's the Riot.
We forgot to tell you, we have superpowers.
On Radio U.
I want to say hi to Adam. Adam is a daily podcast listener, Nikki. And yesterday he contacted me on Facebook and he... Well, just let me go ahead and read it to you. He says, Obadiah, I need you guys to review an air fryer on your daily podcast.
He wants us to review that?
Yeah.
So I think of it like a deep fryer, but it's the ones that use air.
Well, yeah, but don't you put like a little bit of oil in it?
I think it's the tiniest amount, but right, it's not like a deep fryer.
It's just like a little bit of it. And, you know, I started thinking about it, and there's a lot of things that we do here on the show in which I mean, like, we say that we're doing it for the show, but Nikki, I feel like now we need to get an air fryer for the people, okay?
For you guys, the listeners?
It's for the people.
Did he say
why? It's not even for the...
Did he just want us to, or...
Well, he needs to know.
What we think on one?
Yeah, he needs to know what we think of an air fryer.
I think we'd like it. I think that's why we can't have one.
Now, Nikki?
I assume we would like it, I just don't think we can have that responsibility with it.
I know, but do you see what you're saying? You're saying, I think we'd like it.
I know we would.
No, Nikki, I don't think you can know
until we try
we experience
yeah,
it ourselves.
Yeah, but the fryers are too expensive.
What do you mean by too expensive?
I thought
like
always,
LeBron shoes expensive?
No, but like you can get a deep...
I'm already choking on it.
Are you okay? You can get a deep fryer... I feel like for $20 or $30, like the cheap ones.
Whoa.
But the air fryers, I thought were like $100 or $200.
They are expensive.
Yeah, so I can't just jump into that one.
See, that just goes to show you the difference between Nikki and I is that Nikki's been pricing out air fryers, and I had no idea.
When that first came out, it was like a Tefal. I even remember it. That was forever ago, and I looked at those.
Black & Decker 2-liter oil-free air. How can it be oil-free? Frying it in the air? That's impossible. You can't do that.
It just doesn't float in there.
You can't fry with air. You've got to put something in the air to fry with.
No, the air heats up and it crispies it and all that.
Dual convection fans. The exclusive cooking element combines heat with a powerful dual fan convection system to circulate hot air around food for fast, crispy results.
We don't even need...
I'll just blow in it.
We'll do one show, and between you and I, it should have it done.
If we, Nikki and I, sit here facing each other across the desk, why don't we just put some French fries
right in the middle? Yeah.
And if we just keep talking by the end of the show, we should have fries.
We're like a convection oven.
2-liter capacity, that's about 8 cups, can fit snacks or main dishes.
Snacks sound good, doesn't
it? I didn't really think you could actually fry with air.
You can. It'd be like cooking in the oven.
So is that like a lot healthier?
Yeah, because you don't have the oil.
Guys.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I thought an air fryer was like it still used a bunch of oil.
No, it's not like a deep fryer.
I'll tell you what, I'm getting excited.
How much is that one?
This was only $99.
Yeah, that's an investment.
An investment in your health?
No, it's not. You're still eating the item that you're probably not supposed to be eating.
But there's not all the oil.
It doesn't matter. It's still the what's super bad when you deep fry with oil is the food that you're eating and the oil.
Well, now I'm cutting the oil out. That's like a 50% off sale.
No, that was excessive amounts. Like, no, we're not getting one. We're not doing it.
But what about Adam, Nikki? What about the people?
Adam, you're going to have to get your own air fryer and review it and let us know.
That's not how this is supposed to work at all. I feel like we gotta.
What? Like that's it?
I feel like we
this
have
is where
to go
we
into.
End
a,
things?
I feel like we have to go into a meeting now
where
we talk about the purpose of the riot.
Sometimes don't enjoy my job when I have to be the one to be like, no, we're not buying an air fryer, and I have to be the one to convince you not to.
I am so disappointed right now.
Oh sure, there. I'm disappointed.
Disappointed.
I feel like a mom with you.
That's what I'm saying. Mom, is that you over there?
I just ate it.
Is that you?
No, I'm just being grown up.
My grades were good this time. Can't I get an air fryer?
We're going to turn it around. We'll turn the car around. We're going home.
I know someone whose birthday's coming up. That's all I'm saying.
You are not getting me one for my birthday. First, I know you wouldn't spend $90 on my birthday gift.
What are you talking about? I'm a big spender.
No, you would not.
Come on.
Nope. So I don't have to worry about it.
Well, anybody else feel the fun just get sucked out of the room?
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
Alex Rodriguez. Nikki, you've no doubt heard of him. Three-time MVP. He's retired from the Yankees. He actually retired last August. He has just announced, along with the people at CNBC...
Isn't that
a news network?
CNBC?
I know that MSNBC is, but isn't CNBC also a news network?
I guess.
See, stock markets, business news, and financials.
Well, but, that sounds fun to work there. I wish I was on that network.
Okay, but you know what, Nikki? You'd do great there. You would add color.
A flair to it.
Yeah, that's what they need. Something to dress it up a little bit. And with your platinum hair, you could go to Fox Business like that.
That one might.
No problem.
I feel like I'd get more ratings there.
Okay, so CNBC, they are starting a reality TV show with Alex Rodriguez hosting, and it will be about former athletes who are in financial very hard times.
Well, first, what a weird network to have that.
Well,
the money aspect of it, I guess, works.
But that's their angle, is that they're going to take these former athletes, they're going to pair them up with someone who is a high-profile money person.
They try to bring them back.
That money person is going to try to help them monetize their assets. I don't know. Do something to put them back on a good financial road.
Well, there'd be plenty, unfortunately, of athletes to choose from, because that seems to be a common trap a lot of fall into.
It is.
They just make bad investments and then their money's gone.
They get a lot of money out of the gate and, you know, they just don't have the experience or the knowledge to handle that money.
Sure.
And then they get caught up
in things. And then, again, before you know it, they're out of money.
Yeah. So one of the best things, if you're a rising star professional athlete, one of the best things you can do is get somebody that you really can trust to handle your money.
And take a basic class on finances so that even if someone's handling your money, you're still watching your money.
Heck, you know, while we're at it, we should all just take a basic course on money.
Okay, I like that.
We should all look at a better way to handle our money.
If you're not looking to be a professional athlete, because most people do not know how to handle their money, and then you just, it makes it harder than it needs to be.
Yeah, so a class on money management, which would not include listening to The Riot, because we're often, like, we should have an air fryer right now.
We talk, but we don't walk that. I mean, we save our money.
Always. We don't always.
Most of the time.
Sometimes we do.
We get a lot of gifts, but...
Sometimes we do.
But we're sensible.
Yeah.
Sensible people. I like this idea for the show, but not probably on CNBC.
I don't even know if I had... Do I have CNBC?
And somewhere.
No, because
it's just not a network. It's not a favorites.
No, it's not in the favorites.
I'm not even looking to add it, so I'm not going to probably watch it.
I'm just going to be honest right now. You and me.
Same, yeah.
Anything that says NBC in it.
I know. I don't ever work well with the network.
I'm not watching it. The last thing they had that I had any interest in. Well, I did watch
The Blacklist.
Couple episodes of Timeless. Mm-hmm. The Blacklist and I guess I watched a couple episodes of that.
First season.
It's all on Netflix now in 4K.
Mm-hmm.
So go instead of, you know what, go take the financial class after you buy the 4K TV and then get into it.
Yeah, and then for CNBC, I'd love to, but if you put this on Netflix, then I will watch it.
You know what? I won't. I'm not. Like, the more I think about the idea of a money guy talking to a former athlete, it's just like...
It's not your synopsis that you're looking for.
No. But I know the people this is for. Those guys that I see in the gym, they come in wearing a suit and they go work out and they talk money and sports.
Yeah, they played like a high school sport.
Yeah, in the locker room. And those are... I don't know about either one of those things, so I can't talk to them. This is their show.
How do you get the riot to take a unicorn seriously?
He's got a donut on his horn.
Now you have our attention. It's The Riot on Radio U.
It's a sad realization when you come to terms with the fact that you really don't make good choices. I mean, like, I make some good choices. But when you begin to realize that many of the instincts that you have are both selfish and wrong.
You mean your first initial choice that you maybe don't go with, but comes to mind first?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You're disappointed that that's
yes,
what you're doing.
That's it. That's kind of it. You're like,
I thought I was better than this.
Then you step back and you're like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That means just we still have some growing to do.
Still got some growing to do. We really do. That's one of the things that I love in having a relationship with God. Last night, I had some free time, as we all usually do. Once we're done with whatever the heck it is we've got to do every day, you're like, all right, free time. I'm going to do blank. And so I did blank for a while, and that's playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare. It was like Call of Duty 4, the remaster. I was playing that. I played that for like an hour and a half. Might have been 2 hours. I don't know.
Oh, that was your duty
then
to do.
Then I got up and I was like, okay, now that I've had my fill, I spent some time just talking to God. And it was funny. In that time that God and I were talking, wasn't like any big deal. It's not like I got up feeling bad or something. But it was really interesting how I got up from that time that I spent with God, and I was ready to go back to Call of Duty, and then I just had this thought. I was like, you know what? I should go over and do blank. Now, this other blank that I'm talking about was something that wasn't for me. It was really for somebody else, and it wasn't even something I really wanted to do. It's just like, can we get focused on me again, please? Can we do what I want to do? But it was funny how I just went ahead and did that, and then when I got done, I was glad that I had done that. But here's what I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. If I had not taken that time and spent it with God, I would have never gotten up and done that other thing. I would have gone immediately back to Call of Duty and forgotten about whatever the other thing was I was supposed to do. Or, I mean, that I ended up doing. What I'm trying to say is this, is the relationship I have with Jesus makes me do better things. And I don't mean makes me, like, forces me, but I mean all of the sudden gives me a moment's pause where it's like, oh, I'll go do that other thing. Because left to my own devices.
Then again, goes back to, we might not make those choices in that same situation.
And I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with sitting down with your Xbox and playing. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that there were other things that I did in addition to that I wouldn't have done if it hadn't been for that time with God. So think about this. You're headed into this. I know we're like in the new year. We're like 3 weeks in here. And you had all these grand ideas about how you were going to change. You were going to do things differently and all this stuff. But here you are 2.5 weeks later, and it's still the same you. What are you going to do about it? You should really, really think about spending time with God. Start a relationship with God, because what I have found is that when I take that time with Jesus, when I get up from that time, something about that time changes me. And I mean, it changes me over time, but also it just, like, all of a sudden I might do something that I wouldn't have done, and I'm really glad I did it. Look, starting a relationship with God is not complicated. It's easy. Just say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. And I know that I need to change. Could you teach me how to do that, to do things differently? And God will absolutely do that.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's The Worst of The Riot on Radio U.
You know, as a skater, it can be hard to find a place to skate because, let's be honest, the library doesn't want you.
The mall doesn't want you.
The mall definitely doesn't want you.
No place wants you.
You know, if you're lucky, you may live in a community where they've built you a skate park.
I feel like almost every community has one or two, though, depending on your
area.
It
really depends on where you live, Nikki. But, like where Radio U Studio is, great skate park.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Yeah, but I have been to communities where they don't. And you can always tell because you always see that skater being chased off by the cop. Bad cop, no donut. Look, we get it. We get it, okay? Well, I got something for you here, Nikki. Let's talk about what you could do if you're in a community that doesn't have a skate park, but you've got a neighbor, he's got some money. She's got an in-ground pool.
He's got a pool? Okay, you can skate there.
Mm-hmm. And he's gone. And so you just drain his pool when he's not looking, and you skate in there.
So would he find out then? Because I assume I've never had a pool to where I assume your water price goes up, like your water bill.
Dude, when you fill a pool, that's a ton of like, water.
You would notice that someone was doing that to your pool, right?
Man, you would think so. Here's what I love. They've got... So like water gets in. I don't know. His house is being renovated.
Oh, okay.
And so he's actually not living in it. There's like 3 or 4 months. It's like Beverly Hills Cop. He's gone for 3 or 4 months. They're renovating his house, right? So these guys drain the pool and they're using an skate park. He's got video evidence that they've done it at least 3 times.
Now, Draining the pool three times?
That's what I'm not sure about.
Skating.
But the thing I thought is that if it's a matter of draining the pool, he says that it's been drained multiple times.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if it's something like, all right, they drained it once and now they're draining like rainwater or something out of
just it. Just something, but not like it's been filled back up again.
Here's what I love about it is that his big complaint, he's like, yeah, you know, I expect to see this kind of behavior out of what, 15, 16, 17 years old. He says that the guys that he has photos of in the pool, somewhere between 25 and 35.
Oh, he's saying they're too old to be doing that?
He is saying that they are too old to be doing that.
Well, I don't know. That seems about the right age to have the idea and actually do it.
Like to follow through
on
it?
Yeah, to follow through with it, where I feel like maybe if you're 14 or 15, you might not actually drain the pool.
Well, I'll say this much, that... like, we don't know who these people are, but their photos are going everywhere. They're so busted.
Someone will eventually catch on and tell on them.
Someone is going to speak up, and the police have been contacted, and they're going to get busted. But I will say that pool is pretty sweet. Like, instead of a bunch of hard edges, it seems it's got a bunch of round edges.
So dude, forget skating, man. I'm talking about swimming. I don't want to just swim in the pool.
I feel the same way
yes,
that you do.
But that's where we're different, you know, than these guys.
I used to skate. After a reconstructive surgery, you're not as likely to go back on a skateboard.
Of course.
I wasn't anyway, but I guess I'm just a poser, eh?
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
So, just a heads up, fellas, Nikki sees dating you as trying different kinds of candy and deciding which one she wants to keep around long enough to dump after Valentine's Day.